So here at Atlanta College, we're about to observe Bein Hazmanim. A little earlier than many yeshivas. But it's interesting, the whole concept of Bein Hazmanim is very puzzling, especially because the Mefarshim, even early Mefarshim, the Shlach Kaddish, the Maral, speak about the idea of Bein Hazmanim. And the Bein Torah knows that there's no such thing as a time which is between times of Limud HaTorah. Like Yisav Oyom and Balayla, to have a certain Hischazkus and Amelus in Torah, and continuation of Torah. And especially the idea of Bein Hazmanim, which is so close in proximity to Chag HaShavuos, which was a time of Hischazkus in Torah, renewal of Torah. That transition from Shavuos to the 3 weeks and to the whole idea of Bein Hazmanim, something which needs to be explained. In Bechlal, we know that the parashas which we read, they correspond to the time of year, so you can tell us. So this week's parasha, Parashas Shlach, which has to do with the Meraglim, aside from the fact that it has to do with the Chet, Chatas Meraglim, then to Koirach, Parshas Chukas, with the Chatam of Bnei Yisrael, which certainly is associated and connected with the idea of the 3 weeks and what it represents in terms of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. We know that the seeds of Chorban Beis HaMikdash are imamish in this week's Parsha. The whole idea of the Meraglim, the Bechi Achinam, not that they cry needless tears, and due to that Hashem says, I'm going to give you something to cry about. And from that, Tisha B'Av is born. So the seeds of the 3 weeks are certainly planted at this time in the parashas which we're reading. Chazal tell us about Torah that it's rechava min hayam, aruka me'eretz midah, a certain vastness in Torah, a certain depth in Torah. It's almost lamala min hazman, lamala min hamakom. That a person can take Torah and you can travel into the depths of the earth and can soar to the highest places. La'arku la'rachva. It's very interesting how if we ever stopped to think about it, how it is that one of the, I guess we would say, natural ritzonos of a human being is to see the world. Ask people if they have traveled to this country, to this city. I always get the answer of, no, I haven't been there yet, but I would like to. It's one of the things on my list of things to do, is to go to Europe. To the moon, who knows, whatever. People want to travel, people want to get around, want to see the world. Where does that come from, the fact that people want to see the world?
Are you searching for something?
People are certainly searching for something. They're definitely searching for something. when we speak about the desire to travel, to get around. The question of Pshat is because people are looking to explore, to find new things, to learn new things. The world is very intriguing. And that's one of the reasons why people like to listen to the news. Want to know what's going on in the world. People are interested in knowing new things. But on a deeper reason, the reason why, is because a person feels inside of himself that really the whole world is shaykh to him. That he should know what's going on in the world. That this is b'chlam ma'gvul. And that comes from a place within a person that every single person has a shayrish and a connection to Adam Rishon. The Chazal tells about Adam Rishon that he was raya mi'seif ha'ilam v'atseif ha'. That he was able to see from one end of the world to the next. And even though we're not holding on Madriga anymore of raya mi'seif ha'v'atseif ha', nevertheless, there is left a rishon of Adam Rishon on each and every person, of which that he wants to return to that place where he can see mi'seif ha'ilam v'atseif ha'. He should be able to see the whole world. So he wants to know what's going on in the world. This is within my gvul. This is within my jurisdiction. That I should know what's going on everywhere. That a person feels like he has a chelek in everything and anything which is going on in the world. But there's only so much that a person can actually take from this world. He can travel here, he can travel there, he can see, and he can take in all the different sights and all the different experiences. But it's impossible for a person to have a constant shaychus. The news is a way that we keep ourselves updated. But you hear little bits and pieces here and there. Usually the news is very disappointing. Usually very sad and troubling. And the only news where people are reporting as bad news. Causes people to worry, to be nervous. Nobody wants to hear good news. But there is a way for a person to be connected. In a deeper way, in a more rich way, in a more fulfilling way. And that's through the Limud Torah. If you take a look at this piece in Rav Kook, which is from Pinkasi Raya, on Amud Reish Chaf. After his travels, when he first came to the city of Yafo, when he first came to Eretz Yisrael, some of the Torahs which he wrote. He writes here, "Kishem sheyeshnem tayarim shakim lirois b'shamim chadashim va'aylam ha'mukhshi." Just like there is in the world, tayarim are tourists, travelers, that they have a desire to see the reshamim. It means like the notes of the chadashim in the world. They want to know what's going on in the world. Hamukhashi, in the physical world, kedei lahashir es ha'olam, in order to enrich the world. Bira'iyos chadashos sheyisangu aleihem achar kach b'menuchos, so that they can write things up, new things for people to enjoy. Achar kach b'menuchos mitoch haksav, they can write down their travels, the things which they've come to see, to explore, and people can enjoy it, and he himself can enjoy it. People will benefit from it, they'll have a toelis from it. So too there needs to be found, and there are found, tayarim ruchnim, what he calls spiritual tourists, spiritual travelers. Hamishtaykikim limso rishamim chadasha ba'ilam hamuskal. That they have a hishtekikus to find new things in the world of the Seichel. Ulamaisim lifnim the Adam, and to place them before people, the Hanas mehem b'lei amma, to place it in front of others, that they should enjoy them without having to have a melus or lakabil to Allah sam and ruchnis behem, so people can enjoy them, the spiritual content. Alkin ra'i shal yakutza ila tayyam b'amal darkam. Therefore, those who consider themselves to be tayyarim, these are the travelers, the tourists, in their amelus, that even though they have difficulties in gashmis and ruchnias hamizdamelahem, which come up to them, V'yisu kavachomer b'nafshan, they should make kavachomer from the tayam hachomer. But just like those who are explorers, that many things come up, many challenges come up for those who are looking to explore new things. Kolas chalos kashos. Especially the earlier explorers, what they did, they were certainly searching, many were searching for the fountain of youth, which is the Torah and its roots. So they have to make a kavachomer, that if a person is involved in the pursuit of new things, especially in Ruchnias, that even though difficulties come up, a person has to be mechazik himself. This is a very interesting piece. And where often do you find a Torah like this, like in other Svarim, speak about Tayarim Ruchniyim, spiritual wanderers, travelers, tourists. Such a fascinating concept. Rav Kook is always certainly one of these people who was from the Tayarim Shtekikim and the Ruchniyim Shtekikim for Chadashim Ba'alam. What this means for us is that a person could be a tayar, he could be a tourist, he could be a traveler in Tayar. First and foremost, if you take a look at the world of Tayar, right, the world of Tayar is mamish endless. Look at a Gemara, look at a Medrash, look at a Mishnayos, and in the Niglas HaTayar, Tayar Shebachsav, Tayar Shebal Peh, endless, mamish endless. You can go from a halacha which talks about Kashrus, to Shabbos, to Tzitzis, to Yibum, to Talmud Torah, to Tzedaka. Literally each one is like a world in of itself. It's like going from Asia to Europe, to Africa, to Eretz Yisrael, to America. The world of Torah is mamish so vast. But even more than that, there's an aspect of Limud HaTorah that a person can literally not just see the world of Torah in Torah, but mamish the world. Like we know about the great tzaddikim, Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and other tzaddikim, that this light that Adam HaRishon had, that he was able to see Misayif HaLim HaTzayifai, the tzaddikim had this light. So therefore, although the world of Torah itself is a world where a person can mamish, he doesn't feel, he won't have to feel like he needs to go anywhere other than sit by safer to really travel and to go places. But if a person mamish wants to see the world, if he's zechet to that or, he can mamish see. Mamish see. That's what we say in Torah, when we, in the bracha of Torah, Na'av Rabba, we speak about in our bakasha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should be able to be zechet to Torah. HaMerachim Rachim Da'aleinu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have tremendous compassion on us. V'sein b'livinu l'hovin l'haskel l'shmaya l'ilmur l'ilami l'ishpa v'lasel l'kayim. So many different ways of observing Torah, connecting to Torah. And you know, people, they put a lot of their focus and attention at that time. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamash a plea that Hashem should open up the Torah to us. But the next words, which is really the ikar of Avar Avar, is when most people, they felt like they've already asked for Torah and then they kind of zip through, and that's when you say V'hari Yininu B'Sarah Sechah, that Hashem, you should open up my eyes entire, illuminate my eyes entire. In fact, in the Siddur Rashash, it's very interesting, occasionally the Siddur Rashash, he has like a perish, and the whole Sefer, the whole Siddur is a perish, you know, in terms of the worlds, mamash travel worlds and person davens. But occasionally he has like a taich. He says like a taich in the sitter, as if like you were to open up like a regular art scroll. So he writes, one of the rare times that he has this perish is he's quoting the Arizal, and he says v'haru inyena b'sayasecha, and he writes in parentheses ki ha'tayra nam arba v'sayra or, because the Torah is called or v'hi ha'me'ira inenu, and the Torah illuminates our eyes l'havin yediyas ha'tayra. This light brightens and opens up our eyes to be able to understand the ideas of Torah. So even after a person says the same believing of Bina, and he feels like he's begged the Kaddish Baruch Hu to open up his mind, to open up his seichel to understand Torah, there's a higher madrig of learning Torah than just with the seichel. There's a higher havana than lahavin. There's a higher lahaskel than lahaskel. There's a higher shmiel than lashmaya. That's called V'hara Inyena B'Sarah Sechah. It's to illuminate our eyes in Torah, that when a person learns Torah, that the Or HaTorah reveals itself. And this is something which a person is zeichet to, that if he's mishtadel in Torah, to try to be the Havan al-Haskel, to apply himself in Torah, then that hidden light in Torah, which is that light where literally, not just to be able to travel from sugya to sugya in Torah, but literally to see from one end of the world in Torah to the next. Like we know, let's say the Chozer from Lublin, Mamish Vahara Nidav Sayasachai, he could tell you what was going down your block. Literally, Mamish, he could tell you what street you lived on, what was going on in the street. That, yeah. Literally, Misayif Alam at Saifa, the Tzadikim at a Shaykh, so this Or. Zohar Kaddish says, in Tikkunim, Tikkun Ayin, it says, Bosio de Shtadl Biaraisa. And after a person is Mishtadl in Tyre, he's Magyan Tyre, Miyad, it says about him, Vayemer Elikim Yihor. Hashem says about him, let there be light. And Hashem illuminates his Torah from a light from the higher world. A person shouldn't just want to learn Torah his whole life, just on a level of Lahavin, Lahaskul, Shmuel, Lumen, Lamin. That's Givaldi. But towards the Tachlis of a higher end of a Sarasah, to be Zechah to the Or of Torah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu took the Or Rishon and he was Magnus at the Basham Tov, says, where did he bury it? In the Torah itself, Hashem buried that light. And for an ever and ever, the tzaddikim in every generation, that they literally see him, Yisayif Alam Vatsayif. And if they want to be in Eretz Yisrael, even though they're in America, they connect themselves to that light. Boom, that's where they are. And when we learn about the Chazal, which says that Allah Asad Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the neshamas of tzaddikim, and he's going to take them all around the world, and they're going to travel the world and to abroad, and they're going to go up to the universes and to the heavens, and we think that Hashem's going to put wings on us and we're going to fly. Right? That may be true, let's say, Al-Pi-Chitzonius. Al-Pi-Pinius, we don't need to go anywhere. You know, Hashem is going to show us the whole universe and what's going up in Shemaim. You know what he's going to do? He's going to give us the light. We're going to look at the light, and with using that light, we're going to be able to see everything which is going on. Because really, the Adam is not bound by Makom and Zman. The Makom and Zman are bound to us. We control the Zman. And just like we control the Zman, like we find by Beis Din, which is the Shurish of all Torah, that the Beis Din, which is where the Torah comes from, from there, we determine when there's going to be Rosh Chodesh, when there's not going to be Rosh Chodesh. So too, Makom as well. That through Torah, we don't need to go anywhere. Everything is tafel to the other. If we want to be everywhere and anywhere, at any time and any place, through the Or of Torah, everything is batal to us. When we speak about tayarim, ruchniyim, spiritual travelers, it's not a coincidence that in this week's parasha Shlach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Shlach lecha anashim v'yasu Eretz Kanaan." That the very first travelers, tourists, and that there were, as we pointed out in the Tuzi Chabur, right? Even v'yasu is a lashon tour. The tour, to be a tayar. The very first ones are the Meraglim. Yesu is Eretz Kanaan. She's going to Eretz Kanaan. And they failed. All except Yeshua and Kalev, they failed. They went into Eretz Yisrael and they had a mission. This was a God-given mission, Yesu is Eretz Kanaan. And whatever Hashem had in mind of Yesu is Eretz Kanaan, they didn't live up to it. And the truth is, the Kadosh Baruch Hu mitlechatchila, he didn't want them to be. Hashem says, Moshe, if you want, shlach lecha anashim, but you have my permission. But really, there's no need for you to go into it. So had I not already told you that it's a good land? But on top of that, there's another reason why there was no reason to go in. You don't need to go into Eretz Kanaan to be able to see Eretz Kanaan. If you have the Or of Torah, just look in the Or of Torah. You want to see what it's like in Eretz Yisrael? Open up a sefer and see what it's like in Eretz Yisrael.
So you're saying it started there with that doubt.
As soon as a person loses connection to the Or of Torah, which is his window to the portal to be able to see wherever you want to see. There's the higher way to be able to see the world, and there's the lower way to be able to see the world. A Jew doesn't need to be like a regular tourist that he needs to go on an airplane and be able to see the world. Talk about the door there. Talk about the door that they receive Torah with that light. And they do what it means to learn Torah, Kinyan Sinas and Misina. But after the Shir Saluchos, it wasn't like that anymore. At least they felt that it wasn't like that anymore. Hashem says, "Via Suez Eretz Yisrael." If you want to go into Eretz Yisrael, isn't the go into Eretz Yisrael? And they thought of Via Suez Eretz Canaan meant to go into Eretz Yisrael and to explore, to be explorers. However, the Kedushas Levi in this week's parasha says Via Suez Eretz Canaan. The Kedushas Levi says Via Suez Lashon Torah. Explains. Although it doesn't explain like we're explaining, which means to say via Suez Eretz Canaan means that you can tour Torah through, you can tour Eretz Canaan through the Torah. He explains that the expectation was that when the Yidden would go into Eretz Yisrael, they would learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. That's what it meant via Suez Eretz Canaan. And if they were to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, then Eretz Yisrael would say, oh wow, the Heilige Torah is there in Eretz Yisrael. Forget about these Canaan and spit them out and let's belong to the Yidden. That there would have been no reason to have any milchama whatsoever. That the Eretz Yisrael would have been Vasaki Eretz Yisrael, would have spit them out because it would have seen, oh, look at this Torah. Ain't Torah Ketoras Eretz Yisrael. The first thing that they should have done when they were in Eretz Yisrael was to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And that would have been it. But they didn't have an understanding what it means. Viasu, they took it like a chitzonis way of Viasu. To go be travelers, to be tourists in Eretz Yisrael. It was the main tafkid was to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. As I said, the Kedusha said. The real kibush of Eretz Yisrael is with the Koyach of Torah. That's fascinating. That the two who went into Eretz Yisrael, who succeeded in Eretz Yisrael, was Kalev and Yeshua. Let's focus for a moment on Yeshua. It's very interesting. What did Yeshua do in Eretz Yisrael? We don't really know exactly where he went, what he did. We know that Kalev went to Maras Machpelah. We'll come to that later in Mitzvah. What did Yeshua do in Eretz Yisrael? One thing that we know about Yeshua, which repeats itself many times in Chazal, is that Yeshua was a person who was lo yomish mitoch ha'oil. He was somebody who was forever and ever connected to Torah. He's always connected to Torah. In Mishnas Rav Elazar, which is a medrash, it says, Yeshua lo nisgadel ela ayidei shai oisik b'Torah tamid. Yeshua was nisgadel, he became great because he was always oisik in Torah. I would venture to say that when Yeshua was in Eretz Yisrael, you know what he did? Learned Torah. Didn't feel like he needed to tour the land of Eretz Yisrael. I'm not here, I'm not a tourist here. Whether I'm in the Midbar, or I'm in Eretz Yisrael, or in Zimbabwe, it doesn't make a difference. Learned Torah. I don't think that there was a Beis Medrash in Eretz Yisrael at the time, but had there been one, he would have gone to it. But the point is that he made a Beis Medrash wherever he was, he made a Beis Medrash in the entire day. And there's a Chazal which is very revealing, because the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah, it says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yeshua, B'sha Shenigla Elav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he appeared to Yeshua, after he had become leader, Metzao Yoshev V'sefer Mishnah Torah B'yado, he appeared to Yeshua at a time that Yeshua was learning Torah. And he said to Yeshua, Chazak Yeshua, Ematz Yeshua, he said, B'mchazak yourself in Torah, Chazak V'ematz. So it says that when Yeshua, as we know, that Yeshua stopped the sun. It says, "What? How did Yeshua stop the sun?" It says, "Nitalo," that he took the Sefer Mishnah Torah in his hands, the Hera Isa Lagagal Chama, he put it up against the sun. And he said to the sun, "Kishem Shilag Demamti Mizeh, since I never stopped learning this Torah, since I never silenced myself from this Torah, Af Ata Doim Yilfana, you have to silence yourself in front of me." Not only Yeshua have a shlita over Eretz Yisrael through the Torah, he had a shlita over the world with the Torah. This is Yeshua's hatzlacha. And when it came to kibush Eretz Yisrael, we know in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua that the very first time that Yeshua went into battle against Yericho, everything was gevaldik. But when he fought against Ai, the city of Ai, they lost. The first battle they lost, and Yeshua wondered to himself, how could that be? How could it be that we should have lost to the city of Ai? What went wrong? And the whole thing with Achan that he took from the spoils. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Yeshua, and he says that I'm coming because of Bittul Torah. So the pasuk says, "Vayolin Yeshua v'lalahu b'secha imek," the Yeshua that he slept that night in the valley. And Chazal say, "Vayolin ba'amka shel Torah," that he went back to Torah, the amkas in Torah, into the depths of Torah. But when he returned to Limud HaTorah, he was Kovash Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua understood, and this is something which reveals itself to teach us something about the entire Kivush of Yeshua's Hatzlacha and being Kovash Eretz Yisrael. That the Kivush of Yeshua that he did in Eretz Yisrael was Mekoyach Limud HaTorah. That he applied himself and dedicated himself to Limud HaTorah. Yeshua was the one who understood the pneumius of an man, the Yasur Eretz Kana. As the Kedusha Stevi says, Yosu is a Lashon Torah. That if you learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, it'll be Kovash Eretz Yisrael. It's a very well-known word which is said over the name of the Arvei Nachal. The Chinuch Kortzer says it, the Mishnah says it. Many tzaddikim say this Torah. The Chazal say that 300 halachas were forgotten during the Avilus of Yeshua until Asniel ben Kenaz came and he restored them, he recovered them. He was Kovash Eretz Yisrael through his pupil entire. That every single part of Eretz Yisrael connects to a sugi entire. And since he was able to recover, to restore those chidushim entire, he was able to be Kovash those parts in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Tzidikim say. The Tzidikim say that before Yeshua would go into Eretz Yisrael, he'd be Ma'ayin, connected. What part of Torah is this city of Eretz Yisrael? He would learn the sugya. He would delve himself into the sugyas, which correspond to that city. And after having learned the halachas which are shaykh to that city, he was able to be kovish the city. That's called v'yasu eretz kana. There's a previous way of being conquering Eretz. You don't have to pick up a sword. You just learn Torah. When you learn Torah, you conquer Eretz Yisrael. It's mamash and mufresh zayir. The zayir says in chelik beis and in chesam and aleph. It says, "Less lach mil ba'ama." There's nothing in the world, the yisvar cheli and the amen, that's able to crush the strength of the nations of the world. Bar b'shayt adi sol mishtaskin b'araisa. Other than the time, the klaisos on the But the real kibush of the Ummah Salam comes through the minatay. It's not the F. It's not the IDF. It's not America. It's the yoshvei ba'ayla shaltar. Those who are sitting and learning Torah. This is the real kibush. What's going on with the sar shamala? Does Sar Shamala have its strength or does it not have its strength? That will be determined by the Lamedei Torah. The very first time we find, by the way, a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, a real kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, is Kicha Kicha Mistayafra. It was by Ephron, Parshas Chayisar. The Chazal said Kicha Kicha Mistayafra. That Avram made a Kicha in Eretz Yisrael, made its very first kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. The Chazal say Kicha Kicha that has a connection with Kiddushin. That we learn, Pashup Shat means that we learn one from the next. We learn Kiddushin from the Halachas of Kenyan Eretz Yisrael. But on a deeper level, it's more than that. On a deeper level, what it means is if you want to know how to make a Kich in Eretz Yisrael, how to make a Kach. To be like Keach Eretz Yisrael, you have to connect it to a Chiddush entire. And since the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Machadish, a Chiddush called Kiddushin at that time, Memela was able to be koina a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So apparently, the mitzvah of Kiddushin, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machadish, is connected to the city of Chevron. The Kiddushin and Chevron, they go hand in hand. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machadish, a new chiddush and Torah called Kiddushin, Memela, they were able to be zeichav. Avram was able to take, without having to lift a sword. They didn't have to do anything. Fakir, they gave it to him. Kasef asadan asati fakir, they wanted to give it to him for free. Since there was a chiddush that Hashem made in the world called Kiddushin, that was Shaykh Chevron. What's fascinating is that this Chevron, which is Maris Mahpeila, that's where Kaliv went to. Why did Kaliv go to Maris Mahpeila? He went there because he saw the Kenyan of Maris Mahpeila as being the paradigm, as being the very first Kenyan in Eretz Yisrael. And from there would be a hispashus of a Kenyan in Eretz Yisrael. So he went there. Went to the root of being koina Eretz Yisrael, not in Bederach Melchama, but through a chiddush entire. And even Yeshua, I would venture to say, did the same thing. Vayolin Yeshua lebalala ahu, b'seicha emek. What's emek? Emek is Rosh Yitzevos, Kicha Mistei Ephra. That he connected himself to the concept, to the shayrish of Kinyan Eretz Yisrael, which is Kicha Mistei Ephra. Rosh Yitzevos emek. That he was learned ba'omko shel halacha. That from there, from Kiddusha, and there's a hispashus of Kiddusha to all of Eretz Yisrael. That's where Kaliv went to. Like we find Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael, Bereishis b'shvil HaTorah, and that's where Rashi quotes the Chazal and Rabbi Yitzchak. Koyach ma'isav higi de'amal ha'seislam nachlas goyim. That really the very first pasuk in Torah teaches that Hashem gives Eretz Yisrael to whoever He wants to. He takes it from nations and He gives it to whoever He wants to teach us that through Torah is totally the Kenyan in Eretz Yisrael. But not b'derech mechama. Koyach ma'isav higi de'amal. That when Hashem, when He gave us Torah, which is called Koyach ma'isav, He gave us Eretz Yisrael. That if a person connects himself to Torah in a way which is bereishis b'shvil Torah, then he gives zechut Eretz Yisrael without having to lift a finger. In a premium way of Yesur. I once asked my Rebbe, we're traveling in the car back on the way home from a shir in Ish Kodesh. It's going back a number of years ago. When the film was the very first shirim, actually. And I said to him, have you ever traveled the world? And I know that he's been to the crime in Europe and he's gone to Israel many times. He says, no. I said, do you have any cheshek to go anywhere? It's like to see the world or anything? He said, mamash nothing. No cheshek. I don't know if I had asked him more or it was just a clear implication. What was very clear from him was that why do I need to go anywhere in the world if I'm sitting by a sefer? The only thing he wants to do is sit by a sefer. Sit by a sefer. Learn Torah. That was the Ratzon. If a person who has a shayeches to the Or of Torah, who's connected, that's a higher madriga, but not even to the Or of Torah. That if a person feels like he's bonded to Torah, that why do I need to go to Europe if I can go to Maseches Kiddushin and I can go from Maseches Kiddushin to Yevamos and to Maseches Nazir and to Maseches Saita? So many countries to see. So much to see in Torah. If I can't, you take that really with you. You go to these places, you see here, you see there. But it really comes from a place, this being able to want to see the whole world. It comes from a place from that Roshim of Adam HaRishon. To see me Saifa Oilam Vat Saifa. More importantly, that a person wants to feel like he's accomplishing, that he's taking everything in. But that comes from a place, from a person who's void and tired. Primarily. And even if a person, let's say he wants to travel, he wants to go from places and to see things. Learn a lesson from Kaliv that when he went to the Mekom HaKadosh, went to Maris Machpelah. Go to places where a person can really chapa Yerushalayim to see things which really bring out, not just like stam a tourist, but really bring out a connection to Pnimius, to more Yerushalayim, to connect himself to the Avos HaKadosh, to his heritage, to tzaddikim. And even though Yeshua is somebody who was Amal B'Torah Tamid, Mamish Tamid, that he's Nisgadol Ayidei Torah. But for us, when we speak about Bein HaZman and we speak about a time that a person is not learning Torah, let's say in Yeshiva, with 2 star a day, 3 star a day, but to be able to maintain a consistency in Liman HaTorah, to have a Seder in the morning, to have a Seder at night. So there's no, that's the core, that a person has time every single day and every single night to learn Torah. That even if it's not taking up the majority of his day, and this applies true for a balabas or somebody who's in school the entire year round. But it's not a matter of quantity, it's a matter of quality. That a person feels like when he's sitting by the Sefer, he's like, this is where I belong. He feels comfortable by the Sefer. If I can't learn Torah the entire day now, because I'm on break, kach no'ogo olam, it's been as manim. The person has to make a parnasa, can't learn as much as he wishes he could. But when he sits by the Sefer, he feels like this is my spot. This is my comfort zone. So when I sit by a Sefer, it's not something which is foreign to me. It's not a b'dieved. Because it feels comfortable by a Sefer. That v'hagisa bo yomim v'alayla p'shuto k'mashmo, that tmidiousness when it comes to Lumina Torah. That's something which is a huge success and one of the biggest kinyanim that a person gets after when going to yeshiva. There's a very big difference between those who have studied in yeshiva, who learn Torah, and those who have not. Those who studies in yeshiva, he becomes accustomed to having starim. That's what it means to have set times to learn Torah. You know, even if a person, he goes out into the world and he has an occupation and he's working, right? Whenever he has a seder in the Limud HaTorah, he's forever connected to what it means, Sidra Yeshiva. Right? This is like he has a roishim, which is left over from being a Ben Yeshiva, especially learning the years in Eretz Yisrael, that he feels like when he's sitting and he's learning, there's a continuation of his yeshiva years. And he comes back to a place where he feels like halavai should be able to learn Torah all day. Have to make a parnasa, it's also a mitzvah. But he feels like he's connecting to a place where Kim Chayinu Baruch Hameinu. And that's the perspective which I was taught by my Rebbeim when it comes to Torah. It's this element of, this is the core of my day. It's only 45 minutes Seder. It's only hour Seder. But yeah. These are the moments of Bereishis B'shal HaTorah, Bereishis B'shal Yisrael. That the world is created for this moment today. That this moment was Kedai. There's many reasons why it's Kedai. The person breathes a breath of life and makes a kinyan on this day because he's learning Torah today. And he has a roishim left over from the times of the day he was learning in yeshiva. And it's true for even a ben Torah during Ben Azman. But it should be from a perspective of that even if a person is going to go, he's going to travel, he's not going to be in the Beis Medrash so much, and he's going to, even if his mamash is going to travel. But at least you should have the previous perspective that the ikr traveling that a person does is in Torah. He's going to go see this and travel here and do that. And when he sits by the Sefer, this is the ikr. That type of perspective. That hashkaf is golden. And this is why the tikkuf of Bein HaZman follows Shavuos. Shavuos is not just a time. This is a very common mistake that Bnei Yeshiva make. Shavuos is not just a time that a person tries to learn as much as he can on the day of Shavuos. We spoke about this recently. That's not what Shavuos is about. Shavuos is not a marathon to see how much Torah you can learn over those 2 days. Just because you're sitting and learning Torah all night doesn't mean that you should, for the next day and a half, 2 days, like learn nonstop. As if, and if you did that, then you were Kona Shavuos, if not, you were Kona Shavuos. This is the Yontov which Chazal say about it. It's Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. Everybody agrees you need to have Lachem on Shavuos. So what's the Nekud of Shavuos? The Nekud of Shavuos is Kabbalah Satayr. That a person is Makabel, the all of Tayr upon himself. That's what the Chassam Sefer says, by the way. But the Torah doesn't refer to Shavuos as being a Yom Matan Torah Seinu. It calls it Yom HaBikurim. Why doesn't it call it Yom Matan Torah Seinu? So the Chassam Sefer, I believe the Maral says as well, it's because since Torah is called an all, Hashem didn't want to impose upon us a Yantiv to have it to be Makabal, the old Torah. It's literally an all upon us. We have no choice. We have to be Makayim Torah. We have to be Makabal Torah. Whether you like it or not, you're being Makabal Torah. But that Kabbalah Satayr, for some people it's very sweet, for some people it's not so sweet. But there will be a Kabbalah Satayr on Chag HaShavuos. And that's why the Mefarshim say, the Rishonim say, if there was an Ais of an Ishma, why did there have to be a Kafle Makagigas? So they explain. Because an Ais of an Ishma means that you accept upon yourself Torah willingly. Well, let's say what happens one day you wake up and you're like, I don't want Torah anymore. So Al Zenemar Kafle Makagigas. You don't have a choice. You should want to be Mekayim Torah. But even at times when you don't feel like you want to be Mekayim Torah, you're Mekabel Torah. You have no choice but to be Mekayim Torah. It's Kafka Maraki Yigas, no choices. You're taken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Eved, and part of your responsibility to him is to learn Torah. Mekayim Torah. And that was very important at that time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Raya Misayfa Lamat Sayfai. And he saw that in a short few days later, there was going to be a fall of Torah. There was going to be a Shira Saduchais. As Chazal say, Nasa V'nishma, he called the Menasa, he saw V'nishma, that there would be a break in the Nasa V'nishma, that there was a break in the Ratzon of Klai Yisrael to be Mekayim Torah. What was left? Kaflim HaKagigas. But the Mechai which we have is the Kaflim HaKagigas, and that was true until Purim came around, and they were Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim, and that's just a different discussion how that plays into the Kaflim HaKagigas and Nasa V'nishma. But forever and ever, there's a Kaflim HaKagigas which Klai Yisrael has. We're forced to have to keep Torah. And this is why Shavuos precedes the 3 weeks. Because Shavuos is the time when Klai Yisrael is makabel the Torah ba'ofen kafel makagigas. Because we know that on Shavuos HaBetamos, the luchos are going to break. There's going to be a break in the Nasa V'nishma. And that's why we have the 3 weeks. And that's why we don't have to be in yeshiva. That's why there's no yeshiva. There's no yeshiva during this time of year, is because there's a break in the Torah. There's a break in the Nasa V'nishma. But there's still a call for Makagigas, which means that even if there's a Bein Hazmanim, the president is not learning Torah as much as he would like to learn Torah. But there's still a Hizchaibus that a person has to learn Torah. There's still an obligation that a person has to learn Torah. There's a call for Makagigas which is in effect. So the B'der HaChemez, we say about Shavuos, we say Zman Matan Tayosena. Zman Matan Tayosena is Rosh HaTevos Tammuz. But the month of Tammuz lives off of the Kabbalah Sotar which we had in Chag HaShavuos. But even though there's going to be on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, there's going to be a breaking of the Luchos. But that's not entirely what Shavuos was about. It doesn't mean Shavuos was destroyed. Because Shavuos made Kafel and Makagigas, that a person is obligated to learn Torah. Because his Chayv is to learn Torah. But in a way, that when a person sits down and learns Torah, that he should be Magar Shakim Chayinu Varech Aminu. Halavad, that he should be Zeichet to be, like Rav Kook calls it, from the Tayarim in Torah, that are, who are looking for new things in Torah. For chidushim in Torah, those who have a shaychus of the or of Torah, halavai. But to be a tayar, the person should feel like when he's sitting by a sefer, that he feels like he's comfortable there. He doesn't need to run away or to see things other than what he needs to see in Torah. That he realizes that if he's zeichet to real aymek in Torah, avayaling yoshua b'seich aymek in Torah, he's zeichet to mamash the whole world in front of him. But there's a certain way of learning Torah that a person doesn't feel like he needs to go anywhere else than to be sitting by a sefer. A person is zeichet to that, that's a tremendous bracha, that he has that comfort, that he has that seat, that special spot when he learns Torah, that he's margish, a certain sense of connection to Torah, kim chayinu in Torah. So this is the type of a lesson which in Mirat Hashem we should be able to be zeichet to take with us into a zman of bein azmanim. A bechin of yasu says kanan, that we have a lot of conquering to do. But we know that the months of Tammuz and Av, they belong to Esav. We have to take them back from Esav. And the way that's done is through Torah. But even though it's Ben Azmanim and Esav takes away Torah from us during this time, but even the times which we learn Torah, if we do it with a sense, it's not about how much, it's about the quality. If a person does it with a certain sense of Yasu, a Seretz Kanan, that he realizes that his Torah, the Torah itself is the way to do that. And not just, it won't be B'derech Mohammed, but B'derech Shalom, but Baruch should help us to be Zechet to that Tziyat of the Shemaya, to be Magash always the King Chayinu V'Rechaminu of Torah, to be able to taste the sweetness of Torah, to delight in the aura of Torah, and with that to be Zechet, the Torah Chadash, Amiti, Tehti, V'Yaskaryat Tzedek, Meir V'Meinu Amir.